Hello guys, CricketGuy124 here for another podcast. And the reason I'm uploading the day after, in fact, was that I was working on the YouTube video. And I kind of forgot the slot, but let's just say I was working on the YouTube video. So, on the YouTube video, I've worked quite hard and it will be premiering when we hit 20 subscribers. Still a long way away, but I think we can get it soon. So, about the IPO. Today was, I forgot now, it's the next day. Already the CSKRC rematch has started when I'm recording this. Oh yeah, so it was KKR versus MI. So, I'll give you a summary. MI got off to a blistering start with Quinton de Kock and Rohit back in the squad, playing good knocks. And then, sorry, that's my phone. A kind of like mid collapse. Surya, who's lost his red hot form from the Sri Lanka series a bit. And then just Quinton, Rohit, and then Pollard looked dangerous. He wasn't really. So they got to 155, bet. Thanks to some good bowling by Prasad Krishna, got some good death bowling by Lucky Ferguson, and a tidy spell from Sunil on the right. So, as for KKR's batting, they batted really well with Bumrah being the only wicket taker, and Rahul Tripathi scoring 74-42. Venkatesh Iyer, who has proved to be really good in his these two matches, and Shubman Gill, who just didn't score runs, but let's not talk about that. Let's talk about KKR's win. So KKR's win has helped them a lot. As for MI, they need to win most, if not every, game from now on. And where does that put us on the table? So DC first, CSK second, RCB third, KKR fourth, RR fifth, and MI all the way down to sixth. So MI gonna have a tough time qualifying, and DC are really the only team who are almost guaranteed qualifying, and maybe CSK, but we'll see about that soon. So thank you guys for watching, listening, and I will see you later. Bye.